In the ancient world, Arcadia was imagined as a pastoral realm of peace and simplicity and perhaps innocent love. The Arcadia Chorale is the name of one of Northeastern Pennsylvania's premier musical organizations, presenting works from the Renaissance to the present day. Love, that many splendored thing, is at the center of the fall concert to be presented by the Arcadia Chorale this Saturday and Sunday in Wilkes-Barre and Clark Summit, under the direction of Dr. Stephen Thomas, who is chair of the Division of Performing Arts, director of choral activities, and professor of music at Wilkes University, as well as the artistic director of the chorale. Dr. Thomas is always very thoughtful when it comes to choosing concert themes and the pieces to be featured.
A program about love, there's a danger that it's going to be all, you know, like butterflies and unicorns, and it's just endlessly happy all the time, and that doesn't really work as a program. So, you know, I wanted to make sure that there was variety, and so we have that. I mean, there's some of the, you know, wonderful, like, yay, I'm in love, and it's an amazing thing. I mean, there's some of that on the program, of course. We kind of begin and end there. But in the middle, there's other things. I mean, there's wooing, you know, so the early part of the falling in love thing. There's love that goes well, love that doesn't go well. There's separation. And so there's a lot. It goes a lots of different places, and yet I think it hangs together. And I think that there's enough variety that there's kind of something for everybody.
Different eras?
Although it skews heavily 20th and 21st century. It's a lot of relatively recent things. The oldest thing on the program is, well, there's a melody from the 13th century, but it's in a contemporary arrangement. So how do you count that? I mean, it's, you know, it's old, and the words and the, you know, concept and so on is old, but it's in a more sort of more contemporary idiom arrangement.
Well, take us through something.
Well, all right. So, I mean, you mentioned sort of keystone pieces. I think if there was, you know, one or two of them, I mean, one of them would be probably the piece that we start with, Gerald Finzi's My Spirit Sang All Day, which is just one of my favorite pieces. I think I first encountered it in graduate school, and we've done it with the chorale at least one other time. And it's this ebullient love song. The text is by Robert Bridges, and there's this sort of conceit that the poet has. The spirit of the poet is full of joy, and the heart and the eyes and the ears all are sort of personified, and they're all trying to find out what the source of this joy is. And the poet's beloved appears partway through, and she's trying to find out what the source of his joy is. And then, of course, he tells her that she is the reason that he is so full of joy. This is a wonderful poem, and it's just this perfect setting of it. It's just such a happy, just joyful. I mean, it's about joy, and it's just such a joyful setting of it. And it's a wonderful way to start off the program of love songs. And then we move into sort of a section of wooing. And the next piece on the program is something called Love's Philosophy, which is the title of a poem by Shelley. And it's written by the British composer Cecilia McDowell, who was... I'd encountered music a little bit here and there, but I'd never actually programmed any before. So I was excited to get a chance to do this. And it's a very cool piece. The poem uses images from nature, and McDowell manages to capture the sweep of the wind and the waves that are part of the poem. And the whole thing builds to this climax at the end. The text is at the end is, "What is all this sweet work worth if thou kiss not me?" And on the last word of this poem, we reach this sparkling F major chord, which is a sort of somehow supports this idea of wanting to be kissed. It's just this perfect setting of that, which I think really, really works well. And it's a wonderful find for me. I really like this piece, and I'm going to check out more of her music, and it may well end up on future programs. So after that, then we move to a pair of Italian madrigals. And there's such a repertoire there, we couldn't get away with a love program without doing something from that repertoire. And we have one old one and one new one. The old one is actually quite a well-known madrigal by Jacques Arcadelt, Il Bianco Dolce Cigno, The White and Sweet Swan is a translation of that. And this famously uses death as a somewhat risque metaphor for love, as do many Renaissance madrigals. It's sort of a common theme in many of the pieces from that period. And then the new one is one of Morten Lauritsen's madrigali, which is a set of six, he calls them fire songs, on Italian Renaissance poems. So he took old poems and set them to new music. And they all have some kind of relationship to fire. So the one we're doing is called Amor io sento l'alma, and it uses fire as a metaphor for love. As does one, we actually have one other madrigal, not at this point of the program, it's later on in the program, but it also uses fire as a metaphor for love, and that's Thomas Morley's Fire, Fire, another relatively well-known, very fun madrigal. So then sort of filling out the first half, we have, I mentioned earlier, the 13th century tune. That's by the French trouvère Adam de la Halle in a contemporary arrangement, as I mentioned. We have Eric Whitaker's beautiful and poignant A Boy and a Girl, which is one of my favorite pieces by him. I expect many listeners will know his music. He's one of the most prominent, you know, choral composers in the world today. And in addition to his sort of normal, lush harmonies that he does, this piece, I think, is particularly striking because of its expressive use of silence. If anyone knows the piece, they'll know what I mean. There's these pauses that are very just amazing. I mean, and it's funny to think about music that the silence, but in lots of pieces, the silence and how the composer uses the silence is as important as how they handle the actual sound of the piece. So I think he has just a wonderful use of that in this particular setting. We have an Irish folk tune, another very rich tradition that we go to a couple of times actually in this program, called She Moved Through the Fair, that's arranged by a composer named David Mooney. And then we finish the first half in a little parallel, in a way, a bookend, how we started. It's another poem, or setting of a poem, by Robert Bridges. This is called Awake My Heart, and it's set by composer David Decal. So the second half begins with the aforementioned Fire, Fire by Thomas Morley. It's very sort of up-tempo, and it's kind of a nice way to bring people back from the intermission. And then we move to a piece that's particularly near and dear to my heart. It's If Music Be the Food of Love, which is a text by Henry Heveningham that's set by Jean Belmont. So it's sort of an important piece for me personally for a couple reasons. One, it was on the first concert I ever conducted with the chorale. Many years ago now. It was also sung at my wedding by the Lyric Consort. So there's, you know, that particular sentimental attachment to it. But I also have sort of a connection with the composer, although we've never met. She's based in the Kansas City area. I'm originally from Kansas City, so there's sort of that shared background. And in a very strange twist of fate, I actually studied piano with her sister-in-law, but not in Kansas City. I actually grew up spent part of my childhood in the Boston area, and her, just completely randomly, her sister-in-law lived in the Boston area. So someday I'll have to actually meet her. But we're doing the piece for all those reasons, but also just because it's such a wonderful piece, and it's a sophisticated setting of a really beautiful text. The program then moves in a bit of a different direction. As some people have, many people maybe have unfortunately experienced, love does not always go well. And so we have a couple pieces that are kind of connected to that concept. The next piece is a setting of the folk song The Water is Wide by American composer Stephen Paulus. And it tells the story of the decay and failure of a once promising love. The piano accompaniment evokes the rhythm of paddling, so connecting to the idea of the water. And in the song is this image of a boat. And the musical waters remain relatively undisturbed throughout, despite the cynicism of the text, until what turns out to be a very mysterious and foreboding ending. So it's a really kind of a bracing thing to put on a love program, but it's a much needed break in mood. It really, I think, helps make the program much more interesting. So then we move on to four songs of separation. The first is a folk tune called The Maid of Coolmar, and this is actually a tune I'd never heard of before. It's from Ireland. It's arranged by a contemporary composer named Joseph Gregorio, and in this tune, the Maid of Coolmar leaves a lover behind in Ireland, and she travels to America. He vows to follow her to go to a land where he knows no one and wander like a pilgrim until he finds her. And what's striking about this piece is the mood is this interesting combination of sort of melancholy and determination. I don't know that I've ever come across a piece that kind of has that particular mood in it. And then also, it's really interesting that the image of America in this song is of a great unknown foreign land, which is a very unusual perspective, I think, for those of us that live here to think of it that way. So then we have the last song of separation, the sort of section of separation. And this one finally breaks the mood a little bit. The lover is away. This is The Stars Are With the Voyager, set to music by Eleanor Daly. And this is much happier. It's a tale of steadfast love. So the lovers are separated, but they are committed to each other, and things go well. This is one of the ones that actually ends well, despite the great distance between the two lovers. So that brings us actually to the end of the program, which features two popular song arrangements, which will be familiar, I think, to many listeners. Isn't It Romantic by Rodgers and Hart, and I've Got the World on a String by Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler. Both of these have been performed and recorded by many artists, and now it's our turn.
Dr. Stephen Thomas speaking with us about the Love Songs performances that will take place this weekend, offered by the Arcadia Chorale under his direction. Love Songs, October 27th and 28th. Dr. Thomas is the artistic director, and he will conduct these performances Saturday and Sunday. And the first one will be held at St. Nicholas Roman Catholic Church in Wilkes-Barre at 7:30 p.m. And then Sunday's performance at the First Presbyterian Church in Clark Summit at 4 o'clock. The concert is free at the Arts at First Presbyterian. It's part of Arts at First Presbyterian series, and a free will offering will be taken there. And tickets for Saturday's performance will be available at the door, and seniors and WVIA members will receive a discount. That's the Arcadia Chorale presenting the opening concert of the 2018-2019 season, Love Songs, Saturday and Sunday, October 27th and 28th, at St. Nicholas Roman Catholic Church in Wilkes-Barre, Saturday evening at 7:30, and then Sunday afternoon at the First Presbyterian Church in Clark Summit at 4. For more information, on the web, arcadiachorale.org, arcadiachorale.org.